970-823-9202. So pantry moths are actually pretty common household pests. They are small flying insects that they will infest or contaminate what we refer to as stored products. In the pest control industry, we refer to it as stored products. But it's stuff like grain, cereal, flour, beans, nuts, and other dry foods. They're also known as grain moths or Indian meal moths because they commonly infest powdered Indian corn or cornmeal in America. Pantry moths are attracted to food sources, which they eat, and they lay their eggs in that food source. Small worms or larvae emerge and feed on these food sources after they hatch from the eggs, and they make the food inedible. Pantry moths can cause a nuisance in your home. They can be difficult to get rid of once they infest the food in your pantry. Pantry moths are six-legged with antennae and wings. They are grayish-brown moths with copper or reddish-colored markings on their outer wings. The bodies are about a half inch long and oval-shaped. An adult pantry moth's wingspan from the tip of one wing to the tip of the other wing can be between 5/8 and 3/4 of an inch. Like I said earlier, pantry moths feed on dry food stored in your pantry, like cereal, grains, flour, beans, seeds, nuts, dried fruits, spices, chocolate, candy, dry pet and bird food, and powdered milk. A pantry moth's life cycle lasts from 27 to 305 days. So basically a month to, 10 months. A female pantry moth may lay about 400 eggs after mating. The stages of the pantry moth's life will include the egg. Their eggs have a grayish-white color, and they're very small, 3/10 to 5/10 of a millimeter. The females can lay eggs singularly or in clusters, but they'll lay them directly on the food source. The eggs will hatch, depending on environmental conditions, in 3 to 8 days. The larvae are an off-white colored, and they're about a half inch long. Depending on the food source the eggs are laid in, they may appear pink, brown, or greenish. As once they hatch, they'll disperse and infest the food source. The larvae will develop in about 6 to 8 weeks. The larvae will form a silky cocoon in order to change or to metamorph into a pupa. The pupa are pale brown, 1/4 inch up to about 3/8 inch long. The larvae move away from the infested food source to become pupa. They may even climb other shelves in your pantry and misdirect you as you're trying to look for an infestation. This stage, the pupa stage, lasts from 7 to 20 days, again, depending on environmental conditions. Adults will emerge from the cocoons and flutter around the room. They're attracted to light and may move to other rooms in the house, which is why you may mistake them for a clothing moth. Adults do not feed on the food source they emerge from. They begin mating and lay eggs 3 days after emergence. So the larva is what is feeding on the food source, the grain or cereal, whatever. There are two, I guess you'd call them mostly common pantry moths. pantry moths, and one's the Indian meal moth, and it is actually the most common pantry moth. These moths are as small as a grain of cooked rice, about a half inch long. They have brown wings with a tan stripe and a copper-colored tips on the wings. Pretty common to see them at the junction of the wall and ceiling or in cracks and crevices. Angamos grain moth is the next most common. They're about 3/8 of an inch long, kind of yellowish-brown moths with lighter front wings and fringed rear margins of the wings. Pantry moths are found worldwide. They're seen in kitchens, pantries, grocery stores, other places where food is stored. They infest food and lay their eggs on and around the food source. They also contaminate food products. Pantry moths are also attracted to light and may even enter other rooms in your house. Like I said earlier, possibly confusing you with some type of clothes moth. If you find tiny moths fluttering in your pantry or resting on shelves, you may have pantry moths. You may also see worm-like larvae crawling on stored food in the ceilings or walls of your home. That indicates that your house may be infested with the pantry moths. Adult moths are a sign of infested food items in your home. Female moths lay 100 to 400 eggs on or near stored food. The larvae chew through and damage food sources and their packaging, like plastic bags or thin cardboard. Sealed packages can also become infested. The larvae feed on the food surface. They will spin silky webs, which clump seeds or grains together. They also leave droppings, shed skin, and eggshells on stored food and contaminate it. If you see food covered with droppings or webbings and find holes in plastic bags, you have a pantry moth problem. Pantry moths can be found inside any stored food areas. Female pantry moths lay their eggs on whole grains like corn, oats, barley, or rice. Packaged food may be contaminated with eggs and may not be detected until much later. You may unknowingly bring contaminated food into your home from the grocery store. Bringing infested food from the grocery store, pet food, or bird seed can lead to contamination of other stored food in the house. Pantry moths can bore through packaging or enter through small holes in it. The infestation can and may spread from package to package. Pantry moths are not harmful and do not transmit human diseases. They contaminate food with their droppings, eggshells, skin sheds, and webbing. It doesn't affect the food's flavor, but it is off-putting visibly. Pantry moths don't bite or sting. They only infest the food sources. Here's some do-it-yourself tips that will help you. Inspect dried food products carefully for signs of pantry moth infestation and throw away infested foods in bins outside the home. Clean infested shelves and cabinets with a vacuum to remove spilled food, eggs, and larvae. Clean the shelves and cabinets with soapy water. Store food in sealed or airtight, thick glass or plastic containers. Pantry moth larvae can't penetrate these materials. Avoid using thin plastic bags, as pantry moth larvae can enter them. Place non-infested food in a freezer for a week or heat in a pan at 150 degrees Fahrenheit for 20 minutes. This will stop the growth of eggs or larvae in the food. Use pheromone traps or sticky traps to monitor the population of pantry moths and infested areas in your home. Avoid using mothballs and pesticide sprays in areas where food is stored or prepared. They release gases that can be harmful for consumption by pets and humans. Insecticides and pesticides can control pantry moth infestation, but in reality, they aren't very effective. The I have had customers get very angry with me because they will swear they have gone through their whole pantry, checked all dried goods in their pantry, and have thrown away everything that was infested, but they still seem to have an infestation. And inevitably, if I go to their home and go through their pantry, I will find some other stored product, dry food product, that has moths in it, or some other type of stored product pest. So it's a can be a frustrating experience, but you have to be very diligent in examining the stored food products in your pantry and getting rid of ones that have that I would get rid of even if you just think it has an infestation. But here at Faith Pest Control, we offer a free consultation as well as 100% make you happy money back guarantee. If you hire Faith Pest Control to get rid of your pantry moth problem, at the end of 30 days, you're not 100% happy, we'll come back and retreat your home for free. And we'll keep on treating it for free until you tell us that you are happy. If that still doesn't make you happy, we'll give you back every penny you spent on the original treatment. Plus, we'll pay you an additional $25 for your time and trouble just for fooling with us. Bottom line is this. You'll be happy with the service we provide or you won't owe us a penny, period. If you feel like what I've said makes sense, please call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 and ask to speak to me, Fred Talley. I'll be more than happy to speak with you and answer any questions that you may have.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.
Hey there, I'm Fred Talley with Faith Pest Control. Now, it's a fact. If termites infest your home, they can do devastating damage unless they are discovered and stopped. At Faith Pest Control, we understand that your home is your most valuable possession, and the last thing you want to happen is for it to be damaged by termites or any other pests. Call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 for a free pest consultation and free termite treatment estimate. Don't take a chance when it comes to termites in your home. It's simply not worth it. Let the proven experts at Faith Pest Control protect your home from termites. Call us today at 770-823-9202 and be sure to visit our website at faithpestcontrol.com.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770 823